Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey family, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David. Glad to be here today. Since I posted, probably close to a week. I didn't post too much this week. Been working on some different things. But we are here. This episode today. Hallelujah. On this fabulous Friday. It's already December 5th. December 5th, 2025. The first Friday of the month of December. And one of the last Fridays of the year. Hallelujah. But today, we're going to go a little deep. Into the deep. Hallelujah. Not heavy. But I do want to have a honest, real, heart level conversation about something that I believe changes everything in a believer's life. What happens when God encounters you? And how and why you would never be the same after. Hallelujah. My God. So, today we're going to touch on a few different things, right? What encounters actually are. Why God uses encounters to shift purpose. And how obedience flows naturally after an encounter. Yes. You'd be, yeah. How encounters give wisdom and revelation. And how instructions come. And how you become who God needs you to be. And of course, we're going to walk through scripture. We're going to take our time this morning. So grab your coffee. Matter of fact, let me go do that now. I just put some on, so it should be ready. So give me a moment. All right, got the coffee. Get a little sip. Still hot. Just like I like it. So, we got our coffee. Definitely take some notes, guys. You know, we're going to walk through this. Hallelujah. Led by the Holy Spirit. Have your way. So let's start simple, right? When we say encounter, sometimes, even myself, you know, because I can be a bit dramatic, you know. I think y'all know that by now. You know, if you've seen some of my videos, I have a bit of drama, you know. I'm a big Denzel Washington fan, so I love when real actors command the screen. But anyways, sometimes we think, you know, encounters, you know, it can be super dramatic or supernatural, lightning bolt moments. And don't get me wrong, all those things, you know, can happen, but biblically, an encounter is any moment when God reveals himself in such a way that it changes you. Not all encounters are loud. Some are quiet. Some show up in dreams. Some show up in instruction. Some show up in conviction. Some show up in a simple moment where God makes something clear, crystal clear. But the result is always the same. You don't walk out the same way you walked in. Hallelujah. Let's start with Abraham, because his story sets the foundation. Abraham encountered in Genesis 12, 1 and 3, and verse 7. I'm going to go there. The Lord has said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Verse 7. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." Let's slow down for a minute. Let's talk through this. See, God appears. That's the encounter. Then God speaks. That's the instruction. Then God reveals future. That's purpose. Then Abraham moves. That's obedience. Did you check that order? Hallelujah. But here's what's wild, right? God doesn't give Abraham the full picture. He doesn't show him the land before he goes. He says, "To a land I will show you." It's like God saying, "Start walking and I'll show you where we're going once you move." Hallelujah. And honestly, guys, that's how encounters work. God meets you. God speaks. Then God shifts something in you, and God expects movement. Listen, I don't know how many of you have had different encounters and experiences. I'll just share one of mine. Let me just tell you, afterwards, you'd be shook for, I was shook for like, I'm not going to kid you not. I was shook about it for about 2 weeks. Like, my mind, what he was showing me, what was happening, just everything was just different. It was, it kind of not spooked me, if you understand what I'm saying. But I definitely afterwards, let's just say, you knew not to move. You knew, like, if you did it, like, you made sure of it, like, "Yes, Lord, whatever you say, right away." It was just one of those things, like, because we naturally want to please him. We want to be obedient. But an encounter is an experience that it changes everything. It changes everything. But you don't get the manual up front. You don't. You get the map one step at a time. See, this is the mystery of obedience. Revelation increases as obedience increases. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Now let's move to Jacob. Because his story shows what happens when God doesn't just encounter you, but changes who you are. Hallelujah. And in that particular encounter I was just speaking about, because I used to drink like heavily and smoke like cigarettes heavily. Yeah, I did. For a while. After that encounter, never touched a cigarette again. Never. Like, the taste was removed. Now when I smell them, it's weird. It's like, "Ooh, I used to do that? Wow." Let's go to Genesis 32, 24 to 30. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man.
This is the angel, okay? The angel of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel." Israel. Hallelujah. "Because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." So let's just talk. Let's talk like we sitting in the living room, right? Just for a second. Jacob wrestles with God all night. And when God touches him, Jacob starts limping. And that limp becomes a symbol. Hallelujah. Because when God encounters you, something about your walk changes. Y'all, you missed it. You missed it. When God encounters you, how you walk changes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, your thinking changes. Your appetite changes. Your decisions change. Your identity shifts. Hallelujah. He went from Jacob to Israel. And he left the encounter with a limp. My God. So you stop walking like your old self. You walk like your transformed self. See, here's something subtle but powerful. Before God gives Jacob a blessing, he asks Jacob for his name. Who are you right now? Because God will always confront identity before releasing destiny. Your encounter will force you to face the you you've been, so God can reveal the you you're called to be. Hallelujah. Ooh, let that sit for a second. I don't want to move too fast past that one. Let's take a sip of coffee. Sip of coffee. Wow. So let's talk about Moses for a bit, right? This one is rich because God shows us how he trains a person for purpose. Let's go to Exodus 3, 1 through 10. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. The burning bush moments. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight. Why does the bush not burn up?" When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Hallelujah. Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Right? The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them. So now,
Go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Now let's talk about this. Let's talk through these layers here. Moses isn't fasting. He's not on a mountain trying to find destiny. He's just doing his job. Sometimes your encounter finds you in the ordinary. Hallelujah. See, the burning bush wasn't about fire. It was about focus. God waited to see if Moses would turn aside. See, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, encounters happen when you slow down enough to recognize God's movement. Then God introduces himself. Then God reveals his heart. Then God gives assignment. See, this is the rhythm of encountering God. Hallelujah. He appears. He calls. He reveals. He instructs. Then God sends. And from there, Moses' entire life changed. Hallelujah. Encounters. He encountered a shift direction. See, you move from who you thought you were into who God always knew you were. Oh Lord, I hope this is helping. This is how we start in our Friday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's move to Isaiah. And I'm giving these examples, not examples, these actual occurrences with these men of God, so you can understand the process and how God works when he decides to encounter you. Let's move to Isaiah. See, Isaiah's encounter shows what happens when God lets you see something heavenly. You must see it. You must see it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 8. Let's go. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim. Hallelujah. Above him were seraphim, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King." Hallelujah. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal. "Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." See, this encounter does a few things. We can talk about it. Let's get it. It reveals God's holiness. It exposes Isaiah's humanity. It cleanses him, prepares him, then sends him. Hallelujah. This is important because encounter changes the inside before it changes the outside. See, God isn't just looking to give you a mission. He wants to shape the vessel. Hallelujah. He's not just giving you a mission. He wants to shape. He know your humanity side. He understands. He know you got unclean lips. He know you got an anger problem. He know that you be, you be at them, you was doing you. He know. But our God, hallelujah.
I tell you this, after that encounter, yeah, you begin to walk different, talk different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Now let's go to one of my favorites, Paul. See, his encounter is about revelation and correction. Ooh, yep. Correction. Hallelujah. Acts 9. Let's go to Acts 9, verses 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. As he neared Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." See, Paul encounters Jesus and instantly changes direction. His two questions are the foundation of all purpose. Who are you, Lord? And what do you want me to do? Encounter, identity. Identity, instruction. Instruction, purpose. So once the Lord comes in, hallelujah, because he's knocking at the door for some of you who are listening. Once you welcome him in, once the encounter happens, you begin to learn about the Lord. Who are you? Who are you, Lord? Then you begin to ask, what do you want me to do? Because once you find out he's Lord, King of Kings, hallelujah. Once you know who he is, you immediately fall to your knees. Literally. What do you want me to do? Surrender. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Surrender. Surrender. My God. So, obedience. Let's talk about it. Because, trust me, after your encounter with the Lord, being disobedient isn't wise. It's not even like, it's not even a concept, really. When you have a real encounter, obedience is that's it. It's like when mama, when your, hey, it's like when your mama tell you or your daddy told you, hey, this need to be done like this, and they give you that look. And not making it like that, I'm saying his presence alone, like, how can I explain it? Trust me, obedience happens. like if you was a kid, because I was one of those kids who was just bad when I was little. I was always getting into stuff and fighting and stuff like that. And at some point when my mom encountered me, right, when she let me know, like, hey, you don't do that no more. This is who you are. You do this. And then when she gave an instruction, oh, it got done. It got done. It's like that. Like, you know, you've been, you know, what you've been doing. And when he encounters you, it's because he's choosing. He's choosing to. He's deciding to. Because he needs you to do something. Immediately, obedience follows. There's no, at that point, that I can't say that Yeah, obedience happens. And obedience is not pressure. It's a natural response to a real encounter. That's what I'm saying. It just happens. Something in you, your spirit just go whoop, whoop. It's in full obedience and surrender. Immediately. Come on now. Let's go to John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commands. Obedience is not pressure. Not at all. Not if you fear me. Not if you want blessings. If you love me. Obedience flows from relationship, not religion. Hallelujah. James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Encounter without obedience becomes memory. My God. Encounter with obedience becomes transformation. Hallelujah. So, purpose revealed through the encounter. Purpose doesn't come from ambition. Purpose isn't your dream job. Purpose isn't your passion alone. Purpose is heaven's assignment attached to your identity. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. See, purpose is God's design for your life, revealed in parts, confirmed through encounters, walked out through obedience. I'm going to say that again. Purpose is God's design for your life. It's revealed in parts, confirmed through encounters, and walked out through obedience. So how does God give instructions? God speaks in patterns through his word. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Right? Your word is a lamp. It helps me to see where I am going or where I should go. He communicates through peace. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Peace is the referee. Hallelujah. Peace is the referee. He also speaks through confirmation. Genesis 41:32. The matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon. God repeats what is important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God speaks through alignment. God never speaks outside his character or his word. Alignment. Hallelujah. So, before I let you guys go, let's just go back. I want to really focus a bit of time before I let you go on how encounters change you. See, when God encounters you, you stop running toward what destroys you. You stop settling for less than who you are. You stop tolerating old patterns, and you stop moving blindly. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Encounters birth
newness. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians 1:17-18. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. See, wisdom is not information. It's divine insight that helps you make decisions aligned with purpose. Revelation is when God pulls back the curtain so you can see what you couldn't see before. And encounters activate both. Mm-hmm. We going somewhere here. See, this is why wisdom and revelation is key after the encounter. Because this is how we must live and move after the encounter. Here's where life changes. You guard your heart. You become sensitive to God's leading. You choose obedience quickly, because delayed obedience is disobedience. Hallelujah. I have learned that. But by his grace and mercy, hallelujah. You recognize distractions. You begin to walk with more maturity. You trust God more deeply. You expect his voice. You understand purpose so much clearer. Encounters set the tone. Obedience keeps the direction. Wisdom sustains the journey. And revelation clarifies the steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. So, let me get you guys out of here, because I kind of had you here for a little bit. Not too long. It's usually between 25-30 minutes, because it's Friday and I know y'all got work and got things to do. So, Father, thank you for every person listening. Thank you for every encounter you scheduled for their lives. I ask that you reveal yourself in ways that reshape identity, activate purpose, and release wisdom. Give clarity, give understanding, give direction. Let your presence settle in their homes, in their minds, and in their hearts. May this be their season of encounter and the season where obedience becomes natural. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys for joining me today. Remember, encounter changes you. Obedience grows you. Purpose calls you. Wisdom guides you. And revelation anchors you. Hallelujah. You are becoming exactly who God needs you to be. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother David. Have a blessed day. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.